Live footage is coming in from the East Coast as there are oil shortages due to a key pipeline being shut down. This is absolutely insane. There's a war breaking out in the Middle East. China is gaining influence in our country. Not to mention, food prices are soaring. We are on the verge of collapse. But in more important news, I am now a certified fact checker fighting back against the misinformation of the left. This and a lot more here on Slightly Offensive. Of all the madness going on in the world, we know that if we lived our lives in the framework of the left, we would think that the biggest threat to America is misinformation and fake news. We're all so worried about that. Who cares what's going on in Gaza? Those are just rockets and dead people. Who cares about oil prices? That's just people needing to get to work. I'm more worried about the Proud Boys who are attacking Asian people in black masks, pretending to not be white supremacists. This is the kind of stuff I'm upset about. We're going to be talking about all this and a ton of other stuff about the insanity of the world that we're living in. We're going to hit everything today. We're going to hit it all. Literally slap the cheeks of all the information in the world. And to bring on a professional cheek slapper, a professional fact checker slut.
Oh, I am such a slut for facts. Let me tell you, Elijah, like I would put out for the truth.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you get a big fat black fact check?
I would
right
love
right all over
some
your face.
Big black facts like all across my face.
Are you DTF?
I am down to fact.
Yeah. I've heard around the town that whenever you go to a Chrissy Mayer show after, when it comes to groupies, you'll fact any of them.
Yeah, I will. I will talk to them and I just want the hard truth, you know, like over and over again.
Well, just like an explosion of truth, right?
Just yeah. Explosion. Just on my face. You know what I mean? I don't even care if it messes up my makeup because I want to know the truth.
The truth. Yeah. I'm sorry, Grandma, for that intro. Grandma Lois, we love you here. Well, I brought Chrissy Mayer in. Comedian and podcaster of The Wet Spot, technically.
Yes.
And the Chrissy Mayer podcast, right? You're on every type of show. You also have a show coming up here in Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be with the Comedians of the Compound May 14th and 15th this weekend at the Big Laugh Comedy Club. Some tickets are still available. It's going to be huge. So much fun. All the fans of Compound Media will be there. Anthony Cumia, Aaron Berg, Gino Bisconti, myself, Don Jameson, a lot of really funny guys. And me. And then I'm going to be at the Comedy Cove in Springfield, New Jersey, May 21st and 22nd. And then Hilarities in Cleveland, June 3rd. So for tickets and details, go to ChrissyMayer.com. And please follow my YouTube channel for Chrissy Mayer Podcast and my Instagram, my new Instagram, Chrissy Mayer Pod, because my first one was nuked.
Yeah, make sure that you follow her on all of her social media. You can find the links in the description. So something kind of crazy happened. I woke up this morning and I saw this tweet from Jack Posobiec of OAN, and it was really vital and important. If you can go to my screen here, Savannah, he brought up an article from the New York Times, and we know the world is falling apart, and whenever the world is falling apart and it's not getting better, it's usually because there are propagandists and there are people supporting a regime that are spreading the fake information that's keeping the power structure in place. The New York Times, who was known to push propaganda even for Hitler himself, said that Colonial Pipeline, which is the pipeline that was attacked, if you don't know, that runs across the East Coast, a vital U.S. fuel artery that was shut down by a cyber attack, said that it hoped to restore most operations by the end of the week. Since the shutdown, there have been no long lines or major price hikes for gas. Here's what to know. So the problem with this is that what I noticed is that I have been receiving dozens of verified reports from journalists that have been telling me that there have been long lines, up to 10 gas stations in the area without gas. This is a major impact. By the way, we are now at the highest gas prices in a 6-year average. I mean, things are getting really bad.
Yeah.
And all Jack Posobiec said, which is good, he goes, this is regime propaganda.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking, who in the right mind is out there, rather than reacting to the left, is actually being a true and bona fide verified fact checker for them? And if you had to think of anyone in the world, Chrissy, anyone in the world, I'm going to give you a chance that would step up to the challenge, that would be willing to slap those big fat black text facts right in the cross their face, wet and slimy. Who would you choose?
You, because I feel like you can fit as many more facts inside you than anyone I've ever met.
And not in. Well, good news. Ladies and gentlemen, go to my screen here. Just in, I am now a certified fact checker. I am certified by who? Me. I'm self-certified. That's also a fact. So we start out with this with true claims. And you know what? Who needs to certify? Who actually certifies fact checkers? Just random, probably white people and Asian people and foreigners that live in Silicon Valley. I'm here in the desert of Texas. I self-certified myself. I said, please send me lies, propaganda, and false reports from the corporate media and current administration. I will do the back-end research and rate this claim as either true, false, mostly false, partly false, or missing context. I have been said to be the most honest and well-respected fact checker in America, according to my wife, but it was still said.
Yeah, and she's a trusted source as well. And look at that. You have that graphic. You got the coffee stain on the paper. What else do you need?
Yeah, and so we're going to debunk some facts, and we're going to talk about what's really going on in the world by bringing you the truth, as you always expect. But before we jump into the story, I want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor for today. So do you want to find a way to get amazing coffee beans into a cup of coffee, and then that cup of coffee into your mouth, while also being a badass patriot that supports veterans? Well, there's not a lot of options, because a lot of the companies that claim to be veteran-owned and sponsored really do kind of suck and don't support free speech. So we got to find the right cup of coffee for you that can do all three of those things, right? We already have big black facts in your mouth. What about nice black beans? Those are nice, round and shaped in your mouth and ground. If you want to support this amazing company, it's called Bag of Coffee, BOC. You love a couple BOCs.
I've actually never had one, but I've always fantasized.
She's always fantasized. Well, you can get yours today. If you go to bagofcoffeecompany.com and use code SOB, you can get the rooster, the big cock on the front, which BOC stands for Bag of Coffee. You can get it's a BOC blend, and it exists of a blend of Mexican, Ethiopian, and Honduran beans roasted to perfection by award-winning macro roasters in a recycled heat roaster, which, you know, if you don't know anything about coffee roasting, that means it's really darn good. This produces a better, more consistent roast and flavor profile. And it's also, like I said, veteran-owned. They feel it's important to offer you a product with integrity. Every cup is filled with excellence. It's better than a nice, stiff cup of black coffee.
Yeah.
This is the one that you want on your tongue.
Elijah, I like my men like I like my coffee. Hot, black, and down the front of my blouse. Is it too early for that?
Yes,
too Miss early. Ad read, man.
Go to
bagofcoffee.com. Yeah, let's go.
Bagofcoffeecompany.com. Subscribe for 5% discount. And you might say 5%. Well, how about this? If you use the coupon code SOB, you actually receive an extra 5% off. That's 10% off the best cup of coffee in America. Go to bagofcoffeecompany.com. Subscribe and save with code SOB to get up to 10% off. Check it out. Okay, so let's talk about this. I'm a fact checker, and I decided that I was going to fact check these couple of these things. I came in already. Breaking 911 said gas prices are reaching a national average of $2.99 per gallon, the highest national average in 6 years. Guess who decided to come in and clarify if this was true or not?
You did.
Oh, and guess what? Fact check. A claim was made that the average price of gas is the highest in 6 years. Suddenly, within months after Obama left, suddenly within a couple of years, it went down. And then all of a sudden, it's gone back up. Wow. I reviewed cumulative gas prices and found that since Barack Obama was in office, gas prices have not been this high. Chrissy, you're a genius. What's the similarities between Obama and Biden and high gas prices?
So strange. It's almost as if they have the same policies or the same values. It's so strange.
But which are
not looking out for Americans, America last, and just screwing over small businesses, screwing over the American people. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, they're screwing us over with a couple bits of black liquid. If you look at this chart here, it actually comes up. I actually found this. It's actually since 2014. We have not seen prices this high, but there's obviously a reason for that. And in fact, I went a step further. If you can get my screen off for a second, so I make sure I'm going to the next best thing. I don't even know where my fact check is, but it's somewhere around here. I'll find it later. But I went ahead and I fact checked later this claim about gas prices. I also found some other falsities, and we're going to debunk them together. Okay. So we're living in a Mad Max world. Up is down. Truth is false. Religion is bad. Atheism's good. It doesn't make any sense. You're not even Christian, and you're starting to realize that probably Christ is the better option.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Elijah, I was confirmed, you know, like I went to a Methodist church, you know, I did the Easter egg hunt. So I'm religious as far as I love getting free candy. But yeah, now I feel like I want to follow Christ a little bit more closely because shiz is getting real. It's getting a little scary. That footage you showed from New York City earlier, it's wild. Like I'll pass people like actively mixing up and doing heroin like on the way to work. So it's crazy times. It's crazy times. And I don't know. I don't know.
You're coming back into it.
Yeah.
On that note, before we jump in, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we give you confetti of color in your mouth all over. We have Savannah Hernandez, who's also with us today. And lovely, as always, you can follow her on YouTube as well. Links in the description and on Instagram. But we're going to get into this. I'm your top 17 host. I never can forget that. I'm going to make a chart soon and explain what that means with actual paper cutouts so you can see what it means to be top 17. But I want to look at this. So obviously we have this administration. It's not actually funny. It's sad. But then it's so sad that it becomes funny. Yeah. We want to fact check. I'm going to give you a chance to live up to your name and to really live the rule, not of a groupie, but of a real fact checker. Let's look at the administration that's in charge of things. And maybe this will give some hint as to why we've gotten into the problems that we have, including the first ever like war in the Middle East in the last 5 years. Here's Biden's comments when people asked him about his tax hikes. Here's what he said.
The reason I'm bothering to do this is I keep hearing on the press, Biden's going to raise your taxes. Anybody making less than $400,000 a year will not pay a single penny in taxes. And we will not increase the deficit either, unlike the last gigantic tax cut, which increased the deficit by $2 trillion.
Awesome. So he said that if you make less than $400,000, you would now have 0% tax rate, which means you get to keep all of your money. Until you're like rich, you never have to give the government a dime.
That doesn't seem fair. It seems like they're not trying to have people, you know, make their own businesses. It's like it seems like, you know, the goal is to get rich and be successful. And I feel like, well, if you're just going to be taxed out of it all anyway,
no,
what's the motivation?
Now. No, you're not going to get any taxes now.
But like the goal is like everybody wants to be like, yeah, they want to make probably more than that. I don't know. I just
make
I don't
more than 100.
Mike make more than 4. I don't know. I don't make anything.
No, he's Chrissy. He says
until you make 400K, you're not going to be taxed.
This is why women aren't in charge of the government.
Please, I was told there would be no math on this show.
Like,
no,
I'm sorry, Chrissy. I'm sorry. We'll leave the math to the fellow Asian here.
Yeah.
What does it mean, Savannah?
So basically, Joe Biden said that if you make less than $400,000, you don't have to pay any taxes. Which is super awesome. So if the feds come and knock down your door asking why you haven't paid taxes in years, just say it's because Joe Biden said you didn't have to.
Yeah, he literally said we don't have to. So it's like
I don't believe it.
Which
like
is weird.
It's too good to be true.
Yeah, and what is really weird is that I'm still getting a copious amount of taxes taken out of every paycheck.
So many taxes.
So what the hell is going on here? Maybe this guy has no idea what's happening in the world. He is not in charge of the country. And maybe that's the problem, is that the people that are running the world right now are not actually elected. I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying, what if?
Yeah, borrowed. Yeah. You know, it's just sort of trying it on.
Yeah, he's trying to he's pretending to be president pretty well, but he's still like messing up his lines. He can barely fumble through his own note cards.
He did a really good job at very quickly destroying our entire country. He's been in for what, less than 100 days now, and he's done a phenomenal job of very quickly.
Spit it off. What has he done?
He has, we have food shortages right now, gas shortages. Our U.S. dollar is completely worthless. International relations are completely crumbling, and Joe Biden's pretending like nothing is actually happening. It's super awesome.
And I can't fit into my old jeans.
Ugh, crazy. Talking about the important subjects.
Some guys
today.
So you know that, like, fact check. Most guys do not care when girls carry a little extra weight. That's also fact check.
Oh.
That's also fact check false. Guys like something to grab. But also fact check, we're going to certify this as fact check false simply based off of my evidence that my W-2s are still taking out massive amounts of taxes every single week. Fact check false. We also not only have a president who's out of control, we have a society who, check this out, parents have decided that two-year-olds are old enough to decide and understand the complexity of human sexuality, which we're going to figure out that's true. Check out these parents. They're foreigners, which already makes me not trust them. But on top of that, look at where we've come to as a country. We're going to find out if these parents are living in the truth or not.
I know it almost goes without saying, but it's really true, is that we adore Stormy. We love him so much.
Okay, so this is titled Stabbing. A four-year-old is transgender.
So proud of the choice that
this is
made.
Child abuse. And
if you name your kid Stormy, you're setting him up for failure, man.
Yeah.
18 months ago, 2 years ago, if I'd heard this story from somebody else, I wouldn't have believed it. And I mean that absolutely sincerely. I wouldn't have believed it. I thought it was all made up. I thought it wasn't real.
You thought transgenders weren't real. And guess who taught him it was real?
Absolutely. Because I've seen it, I've experienced it, and I've learned about it. I absolutely support what Stormy has decided to do.
And that's the thing, isn't it? As a society, we tend to want to put people into a girl.
And this woman's reaffirming that the fact that his child is a transgender.
That fits with how we sort of think.
Yeah, your child might also think they're a fire truck. It's they're four.
So here's the thing. So I'm going to let you try this one out. He said that I think when his child was 2 years old was the first time that they told him that they thought that they were a boy, right? And they didn't feel like a girl. Or the opposite. It doesn't really matter. The child told him at 2 years old, which I'm still wondering, this is like one of those moments where how come all these people have these 2 year olds that are speaking so much about complex issues? Like, you know, on Twitter, it's always like, my 2 year old told me that after January 6th, he would never come to the Capitol. I'm like, my friend's 2 year old smeared poop on the wall.
Yeah. 2 year olds are weirdly like very, very expressive and like concerned with things that seems like much older people are concerned with. Like I was born in the '80s, grew up in the '90s. Like I wasn't listening to 2 year olds. Nobody's talking about this stuff. Like kids don't know about their sexuality because they don't know like left or right, up and down. They're just figuring out how buttons work. Like I don't buy this at all. I think it's like it's journalists. It's like parents who really want attention are the ones that are like, my kids said that they want to be a boy. And then they're like, they're feeding into that. It's like these kids are not, they're just, it's so sad. It's definitely child abuse. And it's really horrible.
So can kids, this is a factor. This is a chance for you to redeem yourself from the last one. We need a redemption hour. Holy crap. I don't know what happened in the last one.
Honestly, like the last time I checked, 2 year olds were definitely the people to go to for scientific issues. So,
The claim is that 2 year olds are experts on gender identity and human sexuality. Fact check, redemption hour.
No, they are not.
Okay.
Yeah, they are not. I fact checked it.
Confetti for the redemption hour.
Oh my god!
I have a 2 year old niece and a 4 year old nephew, and I actually spoke to them before this show, and they confirmed it's false.
It's false. Bring up my screen. We have another fact check. So, New York Times recently said in an interview with Andrew Yang, this just came out and was released. New York Times, by the way, the most respected a journal in America, just like the most popular president in history. You know
so
what
credible.
I mean?
So credible.
Yeah. Said, thank you. Over the years, you've built your brand. This is to Andrew Yang, a failed presidential candidate. You know, he said your brand by frequently doing radio and other appearances with right-wing media personalities. At times said that the Democratic Party should gravitate away from identity politics. You supported automating fast food workers at times. Why appear on shows like The Dave Rubin Show, who regularly hosts white supremacists? Dave Rubin, who's going to be on the show on Friday. This is close to my heart. I got to make sure I'm not having a Nazi on my show. Okay, so this is a big deal. I'm going to give you another chance of redemption. We're making sure. From just your understanding of Dave Rubin and your experience, do you believe that he... don't even read the fact check yet. I'm going to give you a guess. Do you believe that Dave Rubin has regularly been hosting white supremacists?
No, I can't think of any. Where are all these white supremacists that are supposedly like amongst us all the time?
It's called people they don't like.
called literally anybody.
Fact check on the right. I love how I make it. The thing is this is the key thing about being a fact checker now is I'm verified on Twitter. I work for a news editorial. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a certification board for fact checkers.
You're tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tall. And well, I am.
It's like how YouTube has just basically journalism students who are, you know, fact checking CDC facts and who's allowed to say what in regards to COVID-19. Those are just, you know, random people. So really anyone can be a fact checker at this point.
Yeah, so I am. And I just said fact check. New York Times editorial board writer Merrick Gay claimed in an interview that the Rubin Report regularly hosts white supremacists. After reviewing the catalog of Rubin Report media, we did not find regular instances of Dave engaging with white supremacists, so we rated her claim false. Also, speaking of poor reporting down here, she also claimed the program Dave Rubin hosts is called The Dave Rubin Show. After researching the basic title of his online programming, we have concluded that the real name of his channel is called The Rubin Report. We rate this claim mostly false, and only mostly because she still got the name Rubin correct,
right?
But everything else was wrong.
She should have Googled. Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know. That's a really hard thing for journalists to do nowadays. You know, I think we should really, really try to be a lot more understanding of these fact checkers because the internet's really hard to use and it's really hard to find basic facts. So, Chrissy, I mean, it's really not their fault.
It's not their fault at all. That they just want to put their feelings out there and like what they want to be the truth.
Exactly.
So we know this. So we do know fact check 100% true. The biggest threat to the existence of humanity is white supremacy, according to every major ugly, fat, lesbian journalist that sits in their house and pretends to have knowledge about the world.
True.
And I woke up one day and realized I can also be an ugly fat lesbian in my room. Why risk my life reporting actual facts when I could just take the work of other people and then verify if it's true or not?
Of course. We need more fact checkers kind of like in touch with reality. It's why not? It's choose your own adventure, baby.
Right, because there's boring things happening in the world like this. Like China, apparently, at the meantime, while we're talking about white supremacy, China has increased spending 500% to influence America.
Wow. That seems bad.
This is good. Remember, China's good. Russia's bad. Remember, that's what the media says.
Oh, right.
Thank you.
New foreign agent filings are finally detailing a massive Beijing propaganda operation that's fueled a sixfold increase in disclosed Chinese foreign influence efforts in the United States. And why it matters, propaganda is central to China fulfilling its geopolitical aspirations, and its efforts to sow discord and disinformation in the U.S. have very real consequences for the American business, political, and social climates. According to Center for Responsive Politics, Chinese foreign agents' spending has skyrocketed from just over $10 million to nearly $64 million last year, thanks largely to its stable propaganda operations. China is now the top spender on foreign influence in America. So what's interesting is what I realized is that a lot of the publications and people who are fact-checking the right wing have ties to China, and they have influence from China. And I know that has nothing to do with their propaganda or sowing discord or undermining the strength of the American people. And so me, I've been accused of being a Russian bot, so I figured I would just bring the Russian balance. You know, I bring a Russian balance to fact-checking.
It's good to try to be as neutral as possible, so we need all these different angles, you know, different nationalities. Elijah's clearly a cis white male, so you know, I'm glad that we have like a brown person here on this show as well to help with the fact checking, and another woman too. Very
thank
important.
You.
Look at this diverse panel right now. Okay,
very like, diverse.
Who wouldn't trust us?
You're like you look like curry color.
curry,
like curry powder.
I thought curry was like yellow.
Yeah.
I hate you. I'm up.
I am Elijah, the fact checker. I am definitely not a foreign asset.
I'm not, but I'll tell you, we want to have so this is what I'm talking about, but this is the kind of propaganda that China buys. So obviously nobody's really happy with how Biden's doing. I mean, you just go put a gallon of gas in your car.
Fact check true.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not, I've never met anyone who's like, I'm thrilled with Biden. And I meet a lot of people.
Fact check gas is triple in some places. Yeah.
War in the Middle East. We're going to get into this, but it's like MSNBC releases a poll that Biden's approval rating is at 63%. So
I mean, if these are the same people that voted for him, keep in mind they might be dead, you know.
63% of dead people like Biden. I looked up the polls that they did on this on, and it turns out they only spoke to like 1,800 people.
Wow.
Didn't disclose what parties they voted in, and just used a poll of 1,800 people in one geopolitical area to decide what the whole country feels about Joe Biden.
I mean, I think that's the most accurate way to conduct a poll, you know, by allowing like less than 0.1% of the population to speak for everyone else.
Less than 0.00001%.
I'm sorry. Thank you for fact checking me on that.
Hey,
fact check.
You're the pro here. You're the pro, not
true.
Me. Not
least,
me.
Polls, you can either dance on them or do something or do this.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to sanitize it either way. This is wild.
I know. Take this off my screen. I don't even know what's next. I don't even know what's next. Oh, yeah. So also there's this new misinformation, which we need to fact check as well, which is this idea about, do you know about this? Now in Portland, there is this group called the No Hate Zone, which claims that not only is black on black violence the result of white supremacy and therefore white people's fault, which I'd have to say, I agree with. Everything's white people's fault. Let's just
everything.
Agree.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm having a bad day and I just come in and I'm like, Elijah, why did you do this to me?
Stub your toe. White people.
Freaking Elijah, man.
Yeah. I'm not having a good hair day and I feel like it's because of white supremacy.
Me too.
Oh yeah, totally.
Me too. Honestly, you don't last as long, 30 seconds in bed, white supremacy. It's true. But they have this new billboard that says racism plus self-hate equals gun violence. And so they explain that the reason why black people are poor is because of white people. And then they hate themselves because white people have devalued them, which is also sounds inherently like a racist idea to assume that black people hate themselves. And they said that equals gun violence. And that if you would, the only way to stop black on black gun violence is to reject oppression. Chrissy, can I get some fat? Can you just explain to me this?
This is wild. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are racist against white people. I also have low self-esteem just naturally. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm going to go towards gun violence. I'm going to say that this is false. I feel like this is more propaganda And I don't know, I guess it's like trendy now to just never have any self-responsibility, to like not take control of your own life. It's, I guess it's just easy to blame everybody else for everything.
And a fact check, can you be racist towards white people? I think we need to fact check that you know, that is something that many people are aware about. So fact checkers?
Yeah, well, apparently as a fact checker, I will say this, that I was under the impression of what racism was, and then I found out they redefined it. So according to modern definitions, you can't. But also according to modern definitions, black on black violence is still white on black violence. Even if a white person doesn't pull the trigger, it's still your fault, Chrissy. So repent. I'm gonna give you a chance of redemption here. Here's another redemption moment. Apologize. Apologize for Chicago.
Okay, I'm sorry for Chicago. Oh yes. Also the black guy that shot a couple people in Times Square recently. I feel like, I guess that's somehow white person's fault as well.
Yeah. So let's talk about another fact check here. This is very interesting. A lot of people have been saying, I've been reading tweets from verified people about how that most black crimes are probably white supremacists wearing black masks.
Oh God.
And we haven't found an instance of that, but we did find this instance. Cops say a black man disguised himself as a white guy to commit over 30 residential burglaries in Beverly Hills. Wow. He straight up dressed up. He like, that's Michael Cera. Like, he dressed up as Michael Cera.
Which movie of White Chicks is this? Is this a sequel to White Chicks right here? What is going on in this country?
Yeah, he wore a white mask. This is the guy in the middle.
Oh, no.
And he wore a white mask that looks like Michael Cera. And he did this in order to do robberies. And so it's like, they always, it's pretty much that the facts are always the opposite of what the media says. They say white people are dressing up in black masks. It turns out it's actually the opposite.
You know why he didn't buy an Asian mask? Because then he probably could... He wouldn't stop punching himself in the face. He'd be like, why do I hate myself?
It's funny because it's true.
R.I.P. to my fellow Asians, man. It's a dangerous world out there.
It is a dangerous world, guys. And I got to remind you, it's not just dangerous in the world, but it's also dangerous online. If you're like Chrissy or me, you get deplatformed. Or if you're like you, you probably do too. But you know what's even worse is that people steal your information, not just on social media, but on email too, which is why you have to have an encrypted and safe way to store your information, which is why I got to talk to you about startmail.com/offensive. Well, StartMail wants to let you know that I know what they know is that services like Gmail and Yahoo are not actually really free. You're like, but why would I get an email service I'd pay for? Because mine's free. Well, guess what? You're paying for with your privacy. And since those companies have access to every email that you send and receive, even those ones you shouldn't be, big tech can sell that data to the highest bidder and use it against you. StartMail keeps my email private, which is because it's important. There's certain things you have to keep private, like a big fat fact check. But also, too, how about some truth about your life? What about work and trade secrets, etc.? You have to keep these safe. This is why every email that they have is encrypted, even if the recipient doesn't use encryption, which means that big tech can't read, scan, analyze, or sell any of that personal information ever. Not even Big Brother can snoop around your email. StartMail also prevents government agencies from spying on you, like in Dragnet operations, which is very important. These people can't even keep a pipeline from being hacked. I mean, come on, how do they protect your email? StartMail, when they delete your email, or when you delete your email, I should say, it actually is deleted. It doesn't stay in some server where they can sell it later. It's gone forever. And they use their own servers, not Amazon. So you're not going to get, you know, parlored out of existence. Anyways, I don't trust big tech and neither should you. Start securing your email privacy with StartMail. Sign up today and you'll get 50% off your first year. Go to startmail.com/offensive. That's startmail.com/offensive for 50% off your first year. That's startmail.com/offensive for 50% off your first year. Okay, so let's get into this for a second. I'm gonna jump ahead here. So we are in a crisis. You know we are in a crisis. You know that what's going on in the world is insane. Mike Cernovich wrote this. There are gas shortages, literally gas shortages happening right now in the USA. There are shortages everywhere on the East Coast. We're finding people packing in lines. They are lining up. They can't get gas. We have video here, a verified report from a verified reporter out in Florida of people being unable to get gas. It's one of the first gas stations, Costco. And people are saying at the same time, this is during a time when people are making claim that 63% of us are happy with Biden. I mean, we never saw anything like this in the country during Trump era.
Nope.
But of course we should blame Trump, because when you can't blame white people, blame their leader, Donald Trump.
This is horrible. I mean, I did take the bus from Oklahoma City to Texas. And, you know, we did have to stop over and get gas a couple times. This is very scary. This has not happened in the last 4 years. Gas was like way, way, way cheaper. Like, why? It's interesting. It's hard to not notice this stuff.
Yeah, actually, I have a really incredible thing. So, like, I actually found a really awesome meme. I was thinking about gas shortages, and I started thinking about, like, 70s trends. Check this out. I was like, yeah, like, don't you, oh my gosh, girl, yes, right? Yes.
Yes, bell bottoms.
70s fads are back, right? Up there, you have the bandana and the pink fit, the bell bottoms, the corduroy and the fur. The
sunglasses.
Sunglasses, and then the corner gas shortages and stuff. And it's just, I feel like we're getting so retro. We should thank Biden, his administration, for not protecting American corporations and really being the most libertarian president possible while also bringing back into vogue things like this. Because who needs gas when you could, like, who needs that?
When we have
gas
segregation.
Is so 2020. Yeah. Gas is so 2020.
Like, yeah. Yeah, who needs that? Well, like, let's talk about this fact check, the misinformation pipeline, okay? Some people, like Twitter, mm-hmm. only the largest news sharing information web start or whatever that's called, sink in the world, made sure that they put this up. Tim Pool wrote, they said, hashtag gas shortage. Wow. Homeland Security Advisor Elizabeth Sherwood Randall says right now there is not a supply shortage of gas following a ransomware attack on Colonial Pipelines, which disrupted the flow of nearly half the gasoline and jet fuel supplies to the East Coast. So they took away half of the supplies of gas, but there's no shortages. They literally just said there's a shortage, but there's no shortages. And Twitter is telling you that the video that you're seeing on the screen right here, that this is not a shortage. This is not happening right now. These lines, these people trying to wait to get gas, this is not real. I mean, this is where we're at, is that people are trying to tell you, don't believe your eyes, don't believe the truth. This is what Mad Max is. You're living in a great world. You should be grateful because I gave you water. And it's like, I know that you're evil. I know that you're lying. But of course, the tech companies are combining with the administration to present to us a worldview that is counterproductive mm-hmm. and also untrue.
Yeah, it's not a shortage, Elijah. It's just that we don't have as much as people need right now. And there's just not enough to go around, but it's not a shortage.
Yeah, I can find threads. Check this out. There are threads of this. Threads of shortages where you're just finding videos of people just talking about how they're out of gas. Wow. And they can't, like, they're literally a sign, we are out of fuel.
Wow.
But don't believe that. Because
was that sign fact checked, though?
Okay, fact check this. Go ahead, Chrissy.
Can we zoom in a little bit? I mean, has this been doctored?
I don't know. I can't. Oh, maybe it's Russian and misinformation.
Maybe
I can't zoom in.
This sign, maybe it was meant to say we have plenty of gas at this time, and then someone must have changed it.
It's like that thing how guys think that when a girl says no, she means yes.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I think this is more of an issue of, like, you know, everyone was really complaining about gas prices rising. So Joe Biden was like, okay, how about we just take away all the gas instead? Like, that's really going to help everyone out, right? Then we won't complain anymore.
Right, you can't notice how expensive the gas is if there's no more gas.
Life hack. Hey.
It's
Joe
true.
Biden, let's go.
You'll never get your heart broken if you just disregard women and acquire currency.
So true.
Totally.
Oh, so true.
That's a true statement. It's like so funny because I read this, like, from Katie Harzog, who's like saying, you know, verified reporter saying, like, this is so bizarre. I've called 10 gas stations around Asheville and not a single one has gas.
Wow.
One person laughed at me when I asked, and yet nothing on current gas shortages on NPR and most other national news sites. How is this not the biggest story in the U.S. right now? Well, it's not the biggest story. Why is it not the biggest story?
Because maybe they need to fact check it. This is just what the people are experiencing. This is not what we're being told is happening by our legacy news media.
Yeah, look at this. In Georgia, Chandler Crump, who's going to be on the show next month, said, oh, I just visited a gas station in Georgia, and lo and behold, no gas.
Wow.
Well, what's really weird, though, I haven't been able to fact check this one yet because this is not enough information yet.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe that's not caution tape. Maybe that's tape that just means everything's okay.
Maybe it's caution, too much gas. Be careful because it might spill out before you pay.
Mm-hmm. There's too much of a supply of gas right now, you guys. Clearly, Twitter told us so.
Yeah, or let me, like, caution. We found out Mountain Dew is a better fuel for your car than petrol.
It's also good for watering plants.
Yeah. Mm. So we actually, I'm going to find this here. So what's interesting is, give me a second, is that as you get through this, there's so much information. Look, it's crazy. The cyber attack, it says here, on this U.S. pipeline was carried out by a criminal gang. DarkSide, a group of veteran cyber criminals, is believed to be behind the ransomware attack on Colonial Pipeline, the worst cyber attack on critical U.S. infrastructure. The hackers behind the ransomware attack on a vital U.S. pipeline operator are suspected to be a professional cyber criminal group called DarkSide, the FBI confirmed on Monday. I'm not sure. Do we have the video of Jen Psaki and them telling us basically that this is a crime? This is a cyber crime that is carried out on a country's private sector that the FBI is supposed to be monitoring.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm glad that this happened because at least they're using their resources to arrest more grandmas who toured the U.S. Capitol, because that's a better use of resources.
Of course. Yeah. I would rather put more grandmas away who wandered into the Capitol building than, you know, people have gas to get to work and, you know, see their families and stuff.
And more importantly, too, we're seeing all these videos come out from the CIA right now about how inclusive and diverse all of our intelligence agencies are. So I'm glad that that's what all of our time and money is going to.
Yeah, I'd rather have trans women than gas.
Yeah, for sure.
No, totally.
Seriously, if you're the establishment GOP and conservatives, transgenders should be our governors too. Yeah, of course. Anyway, the FBI is too busy. So Jen Psaki let us know, even though this is a national issue that's affecting the people, the good thing is that the federal government literally doesn't give two craps, because why should the federal government care what happens to the people of this country? Right. Listen to this.
Has Colonial paid any ransom, and has there been any advice on that? And then, secondly, is there any timeline for when Americans should be certain that this is going to be taken care of? You know, people are getting ready. Memorial Day is not that far away, and everyone's concerned about the gas prices. What's the timeline and when this thing is going to be under control?
Absolutely. I'll speak to the first, and then I'll turn it to my colleague Liz for the second. So first, we recognize that victims of cyber attacks often face a very difficult situation, and they have to just balance often the cost-benefit when they have no choice with regard to paying a ransom. Colonial is a private company, and we'll defer information regarding their decision on paying a ransom to them.
Would the administration offer any advice on whether or not to pay a ransom?
So typically, that is a private sector decision, and the administration has not.
Yeah, we don't give an F. We don't give a fact.
We don't give a
flying fact about what's going on. It's like, hey, you're on your own, people. This is called the Great Reset, and it's not that great.
No, it's not great. It's I would call it the worst reset ever.
Yeah, it's like, oh, a private company, by the way, just a key pipeline. After Biden shut down the pipeline. So Biden's all about this infrastructure bill. It doesn't seem like they care a lot about actual infrastructure.
Yeah, definitely not. And, you know, I think it's so funny because basically we have Joe Biden's administration coming forward and like, you guys don't have gas. Sorry, losers. Maybe you should have got some. That's not really, there's nothing we can do. What are we supposed to do? You know, use our FBI and CIA intelligence agencies to protect American businesses? Absolutely not.
Yeah. And who cares? And it's like, oh, hopefully they'll pay the ransom. So you try to go to their website and check this out.
Oh, no.
Their website's even down. Like you can't even go to their website. And this supplies like half like of the oil to the East Coast, like probably the most serious coast that we have.
Probably,
God
knows
what's going on the West side.
I mean, that's where I'm from. So it's the best coast.
Yeah, cause you guys are. I know, but I'm saying like this is my point of like the clown world is everyone's like there's no shortages, nothing's going on, everything's okay. It's a private company. But nobody takes America seriously anymore. Like the reality of the matter, why this is so important, is that if someone thinks they can just attack a U.S. company and the presidential administration.
Yeah.
You are being, we're being what?
We're being pooped.
Yeah, we are.
Trump would never stand for this. He would come out like guns blazing, like, you know, verbal guns blazing. He would have their back. It's like, I miss him.
Well, like, look at what's happening internationally right now, too. I mean, everything is in shambles. And why is that? Because look who's in leadership. Like, no one respects America anymore. It's absolutely hilarious.
I know. I'm absolutely maddened by this. And, you know, and this is the key thing that we talked about earlier. Gas prices are not only now going to go up even higher, they're sparse. But, you know, the reality, I don't know if I have my fact check. I think we brought this up is like, this is literally where we're at. So we started this year with like, we were already at the point where you couldn't travel without showing papers that you were a special group of people. Mm-hmm. We're there in the simulation. And then it was like, we already were there. And then now we're here. Which is like pretty interesting because this was on the 35 West right here in Dallas. I took this picture out the window today.
Yeah. it was a pretty wild time getting to work today.
Yeah.
People were just like stabbing each other.
That's literally Savannah. Look, we put the light ones on the top and then because, and then anytime someone attacks them, we can say hate crime.
So true. Oh my gosh.
It's true.
Let's get some gas.
We're supposed to huff a bunch of spray paint before doing this show.
Yeah, and so this is, sorry for my browsers. I don't know why my browser works at like the speed of like a Windows 98 computer sometimes, but here's a free ad. Accidents hurt your wallet. Okay. But we also have more than that. We also have food shortages. Here's a list of a major consumer goods affected by supply chain interruptions. Chicken, lumber, microchips, gas, steel, metals, chlorine, and ketchup packets. We're getting serious. Don't touch my ketchup.
Not the ketchup packets.
What do they all have in common? They're nearly all impossible to find. I know. Have you ever tried to buy a new graphics card for a computer right now?
Yeah, Good luck. I've needed a computer for like the past year and I just haven't gotten one because it's impossible because graphics cards just aren't being made. Also, Elijah, too, shortly after this article came out, another article from Wall Street Journal came out saying that bushels of corn are now worth double what they were last
year. Dude, wow. Dude, I just said this. I was at the store and I paid,
God's mad.
God's mad. Yes, God knows. Don't mess with the corn. Don't mess with the first Thanksgiving. I was just at Target and it was like $4.
You did put up. It was
for four pieces of corn. And yep. Everyone was like, that's like, I'd verified people on the left being like, oh, that's, you're exaggerating. Like, that's normal for corn prices in this time of the year. Oh, turns out it's not. I was like, it shouldn't be over a dollar for a piece of corn.
Yeah. And food is cheaper at Target. Like these stores that aren't like known for being supermarkets. Like the food was always cheaper.
Yeah, and I was like, I was just paying $2.49 for corn like last year. So yes, I know. Like my food budget has gone. Am I the only one who is shocked how much? Like I've been finding eating out is often just as expensive as eating in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Okay. So I never pay attention to my grocery bill, and I did for the first time this last weekend because I was like, no, I mean, I'm one person. I don't really eat a lot of food, so that's why I'm like, whatever, and. It was so high, and I'm now realizing why, now that we're actually talking about this, I'm kind of putting two and two together, and I'm like, oh, cool, great. It's so expensive to live in Joe Biden's America. Unless you're an elitist, it's not really feasible for your average American.
No, it's not. And here's why it says, and for how long, like chicken, the fried chicken wars are putting... We're there in the simulation, the fried chicken wars.
No.
Chicken wars.
Not the nuggies.
Yeah. A couple of those in the mouth is always nice. A couple hot chicken nuggies.
Yeah.
The fried chicken wars are putting a strain on the poultry population. Major chains, including KFC, Buffalo, Wild Wings, and Wingstop, are paying steep prices for chicken, and suppliers are having trouble keeping up demand because of difficulties attracting workers, the Wall Street Journal reported. So we're at the point where we can't even attract workers to work at places, and the Biden administration is said that they're going to make some sort of a law now that if you get offered a job, you have to take it. But the problem with that is that assumes people are applying for the jobs.
Right.
Yeah, isn't it kind of crazy how when you like throw hundreds of thousands of dollars into the economy
trillions.
And tell people that they don't really have to go to work.
You're off on your numbers today, Sav. Yeah. Trillions.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm undercounting.
Don't trust women with numbers. Don't trust women.
No, every time we're at rallies or protests, I'm always like, yeah, there's like probably 50 people here. And Elijah's like, there's like 200 people here. I'm like...
Yeah, it's like, oh, in this bar, there's probably like, there's like 300 people there.
There's
like 2,500 at the Red River or something like that. Yes. Seriously, secret spot. Check it out in Dallas. If you're ever here, Red River. If you're ever here, you need to go to the Red River.
Don't go drinking with Elijah, though. He will, whoo, drinks me under the table every time.
Yep.
No, but the thing is that you're actually end up under the table and I'm like normal because I'm like a 220-pound, 6'2" guy that's Irish. And it's normal for me to have some drinks. She's literally like, oh, I'm now a footstool.
Yeah, I'm always like, yeah, I can keep up with Elijah. And then like three shots in, I'm on the floor.
Hey, I wonder how women get taken advantage of, Sav. Like,
dead.
Out of the frame. All right, Chrissy, let's get you in on this. Okay. So, Savannah said this. Biden has been in office for a little over 100 days. Can you read that from there?
Yeah, sure. So basically the first thing that I saw yesterday was just Israel being bombed. So I wrote this. Rockets are being fired at Israel. China is calling for Beijing to missile strike Australia if they aid the U.S. Damn. North Korea and Russia are laughing at us. Businesses can't function because no one wants to go to work. There are food, gas, and supply shortages. Our intelligence agencies / military are more focused on their sexuality than their job. Conservatives are now accepting and supporting transgenderism. The Biden admin is openly discriminating against white people. The border is wide open. Mm-hmm. We no longer have a First Amendment. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Medical tyranny abounds.
Oh, yeah. Medical tyranny abounds in our First Amendment.
Does that turn you on?
No longer exists.
You know, at least our 3-year-olds feel comfortable to be transgender.
So true. So true.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that you weren't going to add anything good to this episode, and then you came through last minute. No, like really, like I was just like really happy because I was thinking like, what does our country need other than like toddlers explaining to us how to fix our problems? And I want to talk about a few more of these things that are going on here, guys. We actually got a lot more of the insanity of Mad Max, but before we go any further, you know, this is Mad Max. I don't know about you. Can we get that video up on the screen for a second? The Mad Max video? Can we get that on the screen? So this is where we're at. You need to protect yourself. You need to protect your car. These people are coming for you, realistically speaking, which is why I want to talk to you about road armor. Guys, it's not just about having a good car. It's about having a cool car that is ready for whatever situation may arise. People think about buying guns. People think about buying armor. But what about car armor? These are road wars. There's fried chicken wars. Expect the worst, which is why I want to talk to you about road armor for your car, which is American made, built on the best quality protection and style, and is a Texas company, so we're proud. There's absolutely no substitute for road armor bumpers. These are 100% made here. Like I said, we are Texas strong, and all their products are backed by their lifetime guarantee. Sometimes people say, how do I know this is a good product for my car? Well, if they back it for life, they probably believe in it. So it's probably good enough for you to believe in too. They pride themselves in building bumpers to the highest quality. They're stylish. These aren't bulky, ugly things. These make your car look cool. So even if you're not, at least you look lame getting out of your car, but your car doesn't. And they also are practical for all different lifestyles and interests. They proudly support and hire mentors, first responders, and veterans. By purchasing their products, you're supporting life-changing organizations like the American Valor Foundation. If you go to roadarmor.com, check this out. Check it out for your vehicle. But these are roadarmor.com. Use code BLAZE50. That's BLAZE50. You get 50% off your purchase.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's basically like at cost. So go to roadarmor.com, use code BLAZE50. That's BLAZE50. Roadarmor.com, use code BLAZE50 to get 50% off your order. So let's talk about a couple of this. So Biden came back into office and everyone said that, you know, he's causing justice in the world. Do we have any videos of what's going on in Israel right now?
Oh, yeah.
Can you put something just up? Okay, so this is the Al-Aqsa Mosque. I'm probably going to get beheaded for just saying that. But not be any relation to the people that worship there, though, because that would be discrimination.
That would be racist.
Yeah. I just meant... So there is a battle going on between the Palestinian and the Jews. Not new news.
What?
Not new news. But this is serious. And, you know, I don't know why we care so much about Israel. I never understood that.
I never did either.
I never got it.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It feels like it's like an ex-girlfriend we're obsessed with or something.
Yeah, you know, people are so strongly opinionated. Like either people are like, either they're like, I love Jews, or they're like, I hate Jews. And you're like, why do you, someone's going to clip that out. Watch. It's like they're on one end of the spectrum. And I'm like, hey, it's a country and it's a superpower and they probably do some good things, some bad things. They probably have some strengths and weaknesses, probably a lot like America. They're probably meddled in the world's, like people are like, you know, the Jews meddle in the world's operations. And you're like, yes. Have you ever heard about this country called America? Have you ever heard about the United States? And they're like, oh, you know, Mossad's always up to no good. You're like, have you ever heard of the CIA?
Yeah.
Like
the FBI, the IRS.
So it's like people that hate or people are like, they're so great. They have freedom. You're like, so do a lot of other countries.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what the obsession is.
I never understood it either. I don't know. I'm from New York. There's like lots of Jewish people around. I don't know. I never thought it was a big deal.
Yeah, but people really do. And they're always looking for you to say the wrong thing about Israel. Like if you just say the wrong thing, they'll cancel you. Like, you know, that's like, it's like, don't say anything wrong about Israel. It's like, look, man, I don't know what people's obsession is, but apparently we're all now obsessed with the Jews again. And they're attacking each other basically over apparently settlement issues. So I can't get information. And then we bring this up. The reason why we're talking about them is because it's very hard to understand what's actually happening over there. Savannah, we were talking about this. Why? I mean, it is hard because we don't have the information. It's always conflicting and it's hard to get truth from that region.
Exactly. I mean, you can talk to Palestinians who are living over there. You're going to get a completely different story than you're going to get from, you know, Jews living in Israel right now. Our news is so filtered. And so in regards to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, it's like, do we ever really know what's going on? Do we ever really know at the core why these issues started? And we only ever see these things in our news when it's Hamas firing off rockets. And it's like, okay, well, what's the background of that? Nobody knows.
Right. And then it's like, well, I guess they must be pissed about something.
Yeah.
Yeah, those Arabs.
But like more importantly, like look at the Middle East under Joe Biden versus Trump. Like,
look at this.
Rockets,
check this out. So let's talk about
bound,
this.
Man.
Let's talk about this. Speaking of rockets, Axios said this is the first time Hamas has fired rockets at Jerusalem since 2014.
Wow.
And it's the most serious escalation between the Israelis and Palestinians in many months. What's interesting is actually in many years. One of the key things I would say, I'm trying to understand why this is happening, is Trump cut off a lot of funding to the Palestinian authorities, which are influenced by Hamas, the Iran-backed terrorist organization. Biden apparently, allegedly, came in and reinstated funding up to $200 million.
Wow.
Which seems like more than enough money to buy a couple long boomy boys.
Wait, you were telling us too, Elijah, how much these rockets cost, and I didn't even know. So tell us how much.
Yeah, they average about $40,000. At least the Iron Dome rockets do.
And there are at least four of them, right?
Yes.
There.
And so they, right here, this footage, they fired the Palestinian authorities fired about 150 rockets. They're striking. It's striking Tel Aviv right now. And I have to say this. This is why the misinformation comes out. A lot of people who either hate Jews or love the Jews too much on either side will give you mixed information. And I think it should come from people like us who like, oh, let's just give objective facts about Israel.
What we're seeing.
What I am seeing is that Israel may be the reason why the Palestinians allegedly started the conflict, but I'm seeing this as the same thing as George Floyd, where it's not like George Floyd literally started the race riots. The race riots were actually organized events that occurred, and they used George Floyd as the excuse and the catalyst to wage what they needed before the election to cause the strife. It's not the settlements that actually caused Hamas to attack Israel. Hamas wants Israel eradicated from the earth. They want the country gone, as Iran has tweeted out and been allowed to stay up online. And so it's like they'll use this incident to get people hyped. And then it's like, what, you think within like 8 hours they went and just bought some rockets because of a settlement issue? No, they had these rockets ready. They had these rockets positioned. And then they were like, okay, here's an excuse. Well, the media will buy it. They always take the Palestinian side, which is weird because the media is mostly controlled by Jewish run companies.
Like, and I like what you pointed out too there, because the Ayatollah of Iran, who has openly, you know, called for violence against America, is still on Twitter. But who's not on Twitter? Who got deleted off of Twitter?
Trump.
Because of his mean tweets.
That's really interesting, isn't it?
Right, but it does surprise me, though, that the media, which is largely run by Jewish people, is so against Israel. I don't... Why do so many Jews hate Israel?
I don't get it. Don't you get a free trip there?
Yeah. Also, like, Israeli food is pretty bomb.
I feel like we're going to get canceled after this episode, so...
No,
but
I don't understand. I'm coming out in this area of saying, I don't think that Israel is wrong in this situation. And I know that people, I even watched videos, like a lot of people who are like pretty hardline right, were like, oh, look at all these Jews dancing as the Temple Mount burns. And like, that's not what was happening there in that video. Like, it was Jerusalem Day, and like Palestinians apparently launched like a bottle rocket or some sort of firework at the Jews. And then it lit a tree on fire, and the mosque wasn't burning and the Temple Mount wasn't on fire, and it was already just a celebration. They continued to celebrate. Like, meaning people are so bent on their weird opinions about the Jews that they can't report facts, and we can't get the truth, which is why we need a fact checker, Elijah Schaefer.
You're doing a great job.
So good.
So many facts. I want
you
get them all.
You know what we need? You know, now that I'm a fact checker and taking objective things, I'm now approving us. This is like We try to stay off the Jew stuff because people are so like, there's no right.
They're touchy with it.
They're touchy. Mm-hmm. But now we're going to start talking about it in an objective way. And I'm going to say our fact check is that the hardline left and hardline right are too blinded by either their love or their hatred for each group of people that they do not and are unable to rightfully talk about these issues in a way that's respectful. And also due to the ADL and SPLC, who have made any criticisms of Israel or the Jews a sign of anti-Semitism, we are in a stalemate where it's impossible. And I would say that's my fact check. It is now impossible to, on a mass scale, get truthful facts about Jews or Israel into the mainstream because everybody is so crazy.
Yeah. That was a good fact check. That was a really good one.
You need like a little hat or something.
I should put it on when we're going to do
Yes.
it.
Fact yes.
Check hat.
Hey. Yeah, it's like, you need somebody. Oh my God,
and
that
then
comes
I'll put a
right
fact
off.
Checker one.
Jesus. You need somebody
I've never
who feels
seen that before.
Ambivalent to talk about what's going on. I had no idea that was Velcro.
Hey, we are in an emergency.
Yeah.
We are in an emergency. Is that the distress? Mm-hmm. That's the distress. We're in an emergency. And
yeah,
it's
I'm wearing
center.
My bra upside down.
Oh no.
Okay. Well, on that note, we are in Mad Max. And that's what we started today. It's like this is the last one I want to bring up. Let me see if I can find it here. Give me 1 second. Oh yeah. So this isn't a great joke. We had found out, like, a few years ago, we had Fleckas on the show, who's a person of size, okay? He's a person of size. And we never wanted to call him anything other than that. I'm not going to say what we would call him because that's so cruel.
Yeah. What, fat?
Chrissy, why would you say that on this show? Are you trying to get us canceled?
Yeah. Well, listen, we were talking about the fact that we were joking about how one day it's going to become offensive to like just straight up talk about medical size of people. And we called him a person of size or a large sized man. Mm. Now, Los Angeles Times actually came out with an article saying that it's fat shaming, BMI and alienation. COVID-19 brought a new stigma to large sized people. And they actually use the phrase people of size. And so what's crazy is we've become predictors on the show of where culture's headed.
Wow.
And we know. So when we put up a picture of Mad Max, we are not joking. We are being serious. This is where we're headed. I mean, is there going back from here, or are you on my level of like, let the system burn. Let it get to this. Let's do it. I'm pulling my guns. I'm putting my road armor on. I'm drinking a cup of bag of coffee, literally sending you my encrypted emails and telling you from start mail, let's go and do this.
Chrissy's calling people fat. Let's go. Yeah, let's go.
Look, I don't see any people of size on any of these cars here. I feel like, you know.
They're the ones who die, actually.
Oh, no.
They're the ones who die. But on that note, I wish we could have a funnier episode when you were here, but it's just sad where we're at. This is Chrissy Mayer of Chrissy Mayer Podcast. She's on the wet spot. Don't confuse that with her wet spot, which is gross to think
about.
Which
is currently dry because we're talking about hard news and we're checking facts.
We're fact checking, but the fact checks might restore your hope in things.
Yeah.
You can follow her everywhere. You can find her shows coming up in New Jersey, in Cleveland.
Yes.
And in Austin
this weekend. Come out, check out my website for tickets, chrissymayer.com. Follow me on all the things.
Also check this out, guys. If you make it this far in the podcast, remember that we need you to leave a review at Apple Podcasts. Please leave a 5-star review. It really helps us out a lot. It's free. It's amazing. If you make it this far, it's like, look, you guys don't understand how sick I am. I'm so sick and I'm still making shows for the people. And the only time we don't make them is literally when either someone's throwing up on the computer and therefore it shorts out. It's literally like as far as it gets, but we make them for you. Just to let you guys know, soon I'll be going into just be out for a little while. I'm going on a little hiatus and we're gonna have some guest hosting and some stuff coming up. We're not gonna stop reporting. But JJT17439 says that Elijah is the best host on the best show on the worst platform. Shout out to Blaze. Savannah's good at hitting buttons. That's the best thing you're good.
Thank you.
Not at counting though.
Nope.
Thanks for everything you guys do. Keep up the great work and keep educating the blind masses with a heart. Also, 69 Mumbo Jumbo said, thank you from the bottom of my heart. In the age of leftist propaganda, you are the breath of fresh air, Elijah and Sav. Mentioning you're not only because I have a crush on her, form a great duo, and I cannot wait to see who your next guest is. Isn't it interesting that she picks the reviews and they always have her in it?
It's not my fault. I'm just in all the reviews because the people love me. What can I say?
That's also to say, guys, as we wrap up here and you follow everyone, check out Savannah's sweater. That's merch. We have a lot more merch coming out, but we have merch.
Check out
the mugs with Chrissy. We have merch going. If you go to the shop, you can pick up our merch. You can also support us directly. If you've been a longtime viewer and you've been waiting to make the plunge, go to blazetv.com/Elijah and you can become a member of Blaze TV. And that's really helpful to us. It's helpful to Blaze. It lets them know you love us. So those are all ways to support the show. And we try to wait till the end of the most part to put these things because I know that there's a lot of ads in the show. And unfortunately, because we're demonetized everywhere and I still have to pay Savannah, we have to do what we have to do.
So true.
Savannah needs to eat. And apparently she eats well and doesn't watch her budget because you guys support us at blazetv.com/Elijah. Help us to fight that censorship. I really appreciate it. From the bottom of my heart, you can take that off the screen. I want to let you know that it's been a very hard year, not only for myself, not only for the country, but it's going to be a lot of years ahead. We are in this together. We love you. We love to make laughs of very dark situations. Sometimes it's hard to laugh, but we continue to do it anyways, thanks to you guys and your support for the show, and we won't stop. And to let you guys know, I'm also getting there's a big project that's in the works that you're going to get a lot more of Elijah on TV and stuff very soon, because God has been good and we got big offers. You can get more of Chrissy Mayer and Savannah on their YouTube channels. Please subscribe and show them some slightly offensive love. My name is Elijah Schaefer, your top 17 host here on the Best Worst Show on Blaze TV. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.